You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning. I'm Catherine Lanford, in for John Hockenberry. Now, when you got up this morning, we know you discovered American swimmer Michael Phelps netted another gold medal. But more than that happened while you were asleep. And for that, we go to our own Ollie Williams, staying up all night watching the Olympics for the BBC.
I have. It's coming to the end of a very long night, but it's always enjoyable. I tell you, there are boundless possibilities to the stories the Olympics throws up, and I've got another bountiful selection for you this morning.
Well, we know that a lot of records are being broken at the Olympics. How about hearts?
Well, let's talk a little bit about swimming karma, shall we? Because Michael Phelps, obviously doing very well at the moment, that means someone must be having a bad year somewhere. And that someone is French star Laure Manaudou, who may well end up quitting the sport. She told French TV this morning she doesn't care about swimming anymore, has no desire to even get back in the pool. Things have been that bad for her. She finished last in one final, second last in another, and she's given up even trying. She says she gives up midway through races now because she can't keep up.
She's a medalist. She was the sweetheart of La Belle France. What happened?
Well, things change, and she has had a horrible year. Because to make matters worse, the woman suddenly winning some of her events is Italy's Federica Pellegrini, is the same woman who stole Laure Manaudou's boyfriend from her last year. And that boyfriend is the same one who's allegedly been posting photos of Laure Manaudou on the web, which she'd rather not everybody got to see. So this poor girl is having a horrible year.
When you say photos she'd rather not have people see, she was doing bad strokes?
I think she was doing something very bad. Let's leave it at that, shall we?
Oh, dear.
So she's going to quit or she's going to keep swimming?
Well, I think she'll keep swimming. It's always a heat of the moment thing. You know, you come out of the pool, you've had a terrible time. I say this as though I'm an Olympic swimmer. I've been there, I've done that. I can barely cross a length. But, you know, you say things in the heat of the moment. I'm sure she'll be back in the future. You want to hear about some bikini diplomacy?
Yes.
Yeah, it's okay. Really hard to say no to that, isn't it, Adora?
That's a brilliant two-word phrase, isn't it? It's guaranteed yes every time.
Well, we certainly need diplomacy these days, so go ahead.
Well, why not in bikinis? Georgia and Russia face each other in the beach volleyball today.
Oh, well, that's rather symbolic, isn't it?
The Georgian pair, nothing is ever simple in the Olympics. The Georgian pair are actually both Brazilian and have changed their names to sound more Georgian, having been admitted onto the Georgian team, specifically for the Olympic Games.
What name changes are we talking about here?
I don't have the names in front of me. I did see them earlier. Essentially, they suddenly sound incredibly Georgian, where they used to sound very Latin American or Brazilian or South American. And I think they were even the names may have been chosen by the Georgian state.
Huh.
After they did some work with a PR agency to get the Brazilians over in the first place, which seems a bizarre way of putting a beach volleyball team together. But if it works, it works.
Or so brilliant way to put a beach volleyball team together.
Exactly. I didn't realize you could just sign people from other countries and give them names that sounded like they came from your country and it was all okay. But it is.
And Ollie, any talk of the wider world of what's actually happening in Georgia and Russia given the fighting?
Well, in yesterday's air pistol event, Russia's Natalie Padarina, who ironically enough is a soldier in the Russian army, took silver just ahead of Georgia's Nino Salukvadze, who won bronze. And they're very close friends, and they're even former teammates. And they had a hug on the medal podium to show it's possible to rise above the conflict. So I'm hoping that that might be repeated in the beach volleyball today.
And a granny.
Oh, the granny. What better way to get to the Olympic badminton than to sit in the back of a two-seater bike while your grandson pedals for 1,500 miles?
That is just unbelievable, don't you think, Catherine? 1,500 miles.
Is that its own event?
I know.
It puts the road race to shame. It's Zhao Jinkui, who is the grandmother in question. She sat in the back. Her grandson pedaled hundreds and hundreds of miles from Henan province in the center of China to Beijing. Their trip, I've no idea why, by the way. I cannot for the life of me discover why they decided to go by bike. I'm sure there are trains. I could be wrong. Anyway, the trip has sparked the imagination of the Chinese public, who, as you can imagine, are rather fetched by this. And they have decided to award the pair tickets to the 110-metre finals as well, as a gesture of goodwill, which is the single biggest event of the Games, as far as many of the Chinese are concerned. So, yeah, not bad, really. Just the season badminton.
Ollie, where do you get this stuff?
I have my sources, my dear. I keep my ear close to the ground of things that are happening in Beijing. I can never divulge my sources. Other people might find these things.
We should make it clear that you're watching all of this in London.
I am watching all this in London on many, many big screens in front of me. Very, very much glued to about 9 or 10 different events at a time. And I can assure you that if a wedding ring drops in the sand at a beach volleyball event, I'm there first with a metal detector.
Now, after you get some well-deserved rest, what are you looking forward to in the next 24 hours?
Well, I imagine the next time I wake up, the Michael Phelps Olympic Games will be upon me once again. I have barely gone 5 minutes without seeing that man's face in front of me in one respect or another. So I'll be looking forward to seeing him go. You know, I don't know if he's swimming tomorrow. Maybe I'll actually get to go 24 hours without watching Michael Phelps smiling. One last very quick story. The Chinese rower Zhang Liang failed to turn up for his own event because he forgot which heat he was in.
Oh,
can you imagine doing that? 4 years to get into the Olympics. Forgot he was in. He thought he was in heat 3. Turned out he was in heat 2. Disqualified from a second event because he didn't turn up for the first one. His Olympics is over before he got onto the course.
Ollie Williams, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we look forward to the next time.
And you. Speak to you soon.
Again, that's Ollie Williams. He's blogging the Olympics for our partner, the BBC World Service. And we're going to turn now to one of our other favorite partners. Femi Oke is here with the news.
Good morning, partner. 28 minutes past the hour. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev has called for a halt to military action in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. But the Russian president did tell his military to stamp out any resistance that may come from Georgia. French President Nicolas Sarkozy is on his way to meet Medvedev in Moscow later on today. In fact, the meeting is probably in the next couple of minutes or so. And also to broker an EU-backed truce, that's European Union truce. He will then travel to Georgia to meet with President Mikhail Saakashvili. And oil prices have dropped to their lowest rate in 3 months. Analysts say that the lower demand from China and a stronger dollar combined to push oil prices down to $114.45 a barrel. Death and taxes may be the only certainty, but not for U.S. corporations. A new congressional report says that 2/3 of U.S. corporations paid no federal income tax between 1998 and 2005. Corporations use production costs and salary expenses to justify dodging taxes. I need to take lessons there. That's a look at your domestic and your international headlines for now. Coming up, a new Barack Obama advert is out. I will show it to you. I'll play it for you in a few minutes' time. See you soon.
All right.
Thanks, Femi.
Thank you, Femi.